broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. This is the broadcast for Friday, February 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We were talking last hour about Ann Coulter's latest column, Trump's Failing, Don't Ask Me to Lie About It. And she beats up Trump pretty good. And I get her points. I totally understand and agree with the frustration and the valid points that she's bringing up. And I'm guilty of bringing this up, too. That is frustrating that, man. But at the same time, I got to step back and say President Trump has done more for this country. I'm serious, than anybody in my lifetime that I can see in terms of moving the needle to the best of his ability. I mean, he's deregulated it a lot. He stood up for pro-life a lot. He's highlighted the dishonesty in the media like nobody's business. He's done a lot of good. And you can say, well, Sam, that's just, you know, bogus rhetoric. And my response is, I don't think so. Every time I turn around, I find something else behind the scenes that Donald's doing that's good that nobody's covering until I can get a hold of it. And then we try to cover it the best we can. But I bring this up because I understand Ann's point, Kurt, but I also I'm going to step back a little bit and say we believe oftentimes that President Trump could just get done anything he wants. That, man, if it's not happening, it's because he's not doing it or he doesn't want to do it. And I'm afraid that I've been guilty of this, too, and I kind of stand corrected, and I'm not trying to attack Ann. What I'm trying to point out is that, you know what, when you're running for office, it's pretty easy to think you're going to get all these things done, and you may well intend to. But then you get inside there, and the swamp's so deep, and everybody's your enemy, and it's very hard. Maybe you don't have as much authority as you thought you did, or maybe. Anyway, all I'm saying is it's a lot easier said than done, number one. Number two, it's a lot easier before you get there to make all these promises, and then you get there, and it's different than you think. And it's really, really, really easy, 2020, to armchair quarterback. And I'm guilty of all those sometimes, Kurt. But I bring this up to a little bit of defend the other side of the discussion, because I think that's what we need to do. If we're really talking about news the networks refuse to use and being honest on this discussion, I really think there's another side that we just cannot obliterate or pretend isn't there, because I think it is there big time. Every time I turn around, Donald's getting sued by somebody. Every time I turn around, somebody else has betrayed President Trump. Every time I turn around, there's something else President Trump's doing good that I didn't know about. And I look at those things and I have to say there's a different dynamic than I understand, than I've been able to see. And I don't even know what the full extent of that is. I just have seen enough now I cannot deny that it's there. And I want to be fair and open as transparent about that discussion as we can. Your thoughts, Kurt?
You know, one of the thoughts that came to my mind in doing this whole thing, and here is, what's in it for President Trump?
It's a fair point.
And I started thinking, let's see, the guy's got hotels and nice golf courses and really nice places to eat all around the world. He's got a pretty nice family. He's in his later years. As far as I know, he takes zero salary for being the president. He gets beat up by 90%+ of the media. I mean, not just him, but his family and everybody else. His so-called supporters, you know, like Ann Coulter, that was, you know, you could, I mean, she wrote a book called In Trump We Trust. He has a hard time, I guess you could say, keeping friends.
Yeah, in many ways, and that's true, Kurt. I think you're right. I think it's a valid point that cannot be ignored.
And so I look and I think, let's see, now, who else are we going to get to, maybe pop in there and do us a good job? Let's see, we've had the Bushes, Oh, that didn't go so well. We had, well, Ronald Reagan, I don't know, what was it, 30-something years ago. I don't see any of those guys out there.
And that went better than most. But again, that didn't go so well in many ways. What I mean is if you're gonna criticize Trump on illegality or the immigration issue, man, hey, it was Reagan that granted the amnesty thing, right?
I don't remember exactly, but
I'm not here to attack Reagan.
It's been around for a long time, and I think, like you say, it was basically the swamp, and the guy was literally given an ultimatum, said you got to take George Bush,
Well, then they even shot him to make sure he complied.
Yeah, I mean, you just have, I just can hardly think of a tougher job. I know that your job, for example, running the network and doing all that you have to do is pretty, you could say, it's tough. I mean, it certainly isn't bringing you in boatloads of money like you hear about these, so many of these big guys, and neither is President Trump. I mean, he could certainly say, look, I've had enough of this. And that's one of the things that the standard guys are trying to do with him is to get him to just say, no, I'm out of here, a big part of me says, like you brought up, let's look at what's really happened. Let's look at, where we are. And
that's really hard to do with the propaganda everywhere and the fact that we're not on the inside and all those things, Kurt.
And let's remember, at least in my case, I try to remind myself, see where we are and then say, now what do we do today to make things a little better? I was on my little street corner selling honey yesterday and, pine nuts and, the standard fare. I got a little jerky and a few things and, of course, coins and things. And one guy came by because he liked the look of those, Make America Great Again hats. And
he just drove by and went, MAGA country, didn't he?
Well, he didn't. No, I mean, he stopped. Not. I mean, I've had some guys look.
Because I've never heard a supporter of Make America Great Again call it MAGA, not once.
No. But this guy pulls up and he tells me, man, I got to get a couple of those, cause you get, one for six or two for 10. And, most people are lucky to find a Make America Great Again hat for less than $20, but anyway, we've got five different ones, black, red, white, we got some really cool ones, but so he was happy and he was telling about, kind of his experience. He says, over his lifetime, he's, had a few times when he felt like he might have to use his gun. And he said, he told me about one specific time where he had it was like 1:30 in the morning and he heard somebody trying to, mess around in his backyard. He comes down. He said he was in his boots and boxers, and I'm like, kind of an interesting picture. He says it's all dark inside the house.
Personally.
Yeah. Anyway, he says it's all dark in the house, but the back light is on, and he sees the guy sitting there looking through the window, trying to, see in. And he said he got his gun right up and just poked it right on the window screen right where the guy's, forehead was. And then the guy, he kind of took off pretty quick.
Yeah, that's one of them rape me nots. You just show your steal me not, break in me not. And the guy just says, hey, I'm kind of not planning on this one,
Yeah.
See, I like that.
So it was just kind of an interesting day, and then I had, an evil homeschool mom that came by and she was she had four of her five children with her and they saw the little bunnies that were out on the grass playing around, and they pulled right up and they wanted to get a couple of bunnies. And they got some honey, because if you buy honey, then the bunnies are half price. That's why we say honey saves you money, you know. So it was kind of a overall pretty fun little, you know, day causing havoc on the corner, you know, for me.
Yeah, and I guess you could have honey barbecued bunny too, couldn't you, Kurt?
And, you know, I could, yes, you could, barbecue rabbit with honey. You know, I could have, you know, thought, man, you know, I didn't sell honey to the whole world. And so it was pretty much a failure today.
It was a bust,
but,
for sure.
You know, I was grateful for what happened. And, you know, later in the day, the last two customers, a couple of ladies, and I mean, it's like 28 degrees, you know, the wind is kind of blowing. And one lady's in a skirt, and she goes and grabs a, you know, one of those bunnies and sits there and just wraps it up in her, you know, right there in front of her, holding it to, wanted to keep it warm. And I thought, that little bunny can handle that, you know, cold weather just fine. But that lady's liking holding that bunny, you know. And, you know, these two ladies got, you know, several things, and, you know, it's just,
did they bust out and put on a Make America Great Again hat, buddy? Come on.
No, they didn't, but you know, the fact is they weren't scared away by him.
Yeah, they didn't want to get Jesse
look
Smollett,
at him and go,
did they?
They didn't go F Trump like one guy says to me the other day.
Wow.
You know,
all right.
I mean, it's just interesting.
I got Donald Trump's Twitter feed pulled up, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to highlight a couple of things that he's talking about. And the reason that I want to do this is because I just want to know how many presidents would communicate via their own channel with you in this way, okay? Let's do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades, because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. So what I wanted to do was just kind of pull up Donald Trump's Twitter feed. And I just want to ask you, how many presidents in your lifetime, Kurt, if they had their own communication apparatus, if they could just communicate directly with Kurt, directly with Sam, in a kind of a one-to-many fashion, right? Kind of like radio. I talk and everybody can listen. It's kind of one-to-many. It's the original social networking, by the way, is radio. But nevertheless, I bring this up to say, you know, you look at it and go, How many presidents, what would they say if they had their own ability to just communicate massively with you and circumvent the whole mainstream press gatekeeping thugs and everything else? What would they say to you? And really, Donald Trump is the first president to do this en masse, right, Curtin?
First that I'm aware of, Sam, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been a couple of tweets from somebody in Donald or Barack's administration as it got up and running. I don't know. But, I mean, Donald's
and
known for it like no
other. Everybody told him not to, right?
You know, well, when you say everybody, I'm telling him yes well, I mean, tweet. But the mainstream press, you're right, saying, oh, no, you can't do that. What are you thinking? Yeah. Got to muzzle that guy and shut him up so we can tell you what he says. You can't read the Bible, buddy. We got to read it for you. Kind of an idea, right? Anyway, I bring this up, though, because what is Donald using his channel to tell me and you and everybody else? Unfiltered, the way President Trump wants it, right? Here's what he says, the latest tweet. Fake news is so bad for our country. And it's a quoted tweet from somebody named Dunlap or whatever that Donald kind of, whatever. No evidence has been presented after literally 2 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Even Richard Burr, head of the Senate Intelligence, says there's no collusion going on between us and Russia. Okay, now you hear from the press that, man, they're about to come out with a report. There's been corruption and Russian collusion. We hear this. Oh, I mean, this story has never, ever died. But at the end of the road, there's nothing here that we can see, Kurt, that's of, you know. Anyway, then Donald Trump says, I had a wonderful evening in the White House celebrating the African-American month. So he spoke for African-American month or whatever you want to call it, Black American month, whatever. Now, I just wonder, what if he would have come out and say, I spoke at the White History Month event? There now, Kurt. What would happen if he did that?
Everybody be reporting on that, don't you think?
Telling you, I mean, he's just the leader of the KKK or something. I mean, they're just, okay.
That's right.
But it's just interesting, the double standard. But it's interesting. So Donald tells you that. We're here to honor the extraordinary contributions of African Americans. And you know what? I agree with the extraordinary contributions of anybody, Kurt.
So do I.
Yeah, you know, good contributions are good things, right? Senator John, let's see, what is it? Senator John Cornyn has done a great job.
Cornyn, yeah.
For the people of Texas, he's strong on crime and the border, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm not a big fan of John Cornyn, but, hey, if he's defending the border, I'm going to give John Cornyn credit, just like I'm going to give Trump. Then he says about Jussie Smollett, hey, make America great again, or MAGA. Hey, what about, and this is interesting, what about the tens of millions of people that you insulted with your racist rhetoric and heightening the racial tension by faking a rope around your neck?
Do they need reparations, Sam?
Yes, they do. I sure do, man. I just went in panic when I heard there was a rope around that guy's neck. I about had a coronary, and I need to. Okay, but Donald's bringing this up, and how many presidents would bring that up? And look at the other side of the coin.
It's a great, great point.
You got this gay black guy that literally heightened racial tension in America intentionally with his lies about a rope around the neck. Then Donald Trump says the wall is under construction right now. Now, the mainstream press is all busy running around telling you, well, that's a lie. It's funding from previous approvals, and it's not really a new piece of the wall. It's a rebuilt part of another wall. And they have all kinds of excuses, Kurt. And they say Donald Trump's just not being genuine or, you know, exactly accurate. In other words, hey, there's already been approval from previous fundings. This is nothing but a repair of some other wall. Kurt, I don't care. I don't care if it's previous funding. We've been talking about approval for the wall or the fence since, what, 06?
Yeah. A long
and Donald's
time
the only one to actually pursue getting it done? And now we're going to criticize him for that? Okay, so what I'm saying is I'm not here to debate whether it's a repaired piece of the wall or it's a previous funding and I'm not being genuine. See, I don't agree with all that. I just simply say there's progress on our national security, folks. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Do we want more? Absolutely. But I'm not going to just be so belligerent that I ignore what's been accomplished. Okay, then Donald Trump says there's something that's so obvious for the future. I want the United States to win through competition, not by locking out other technologies. Now, imagine a statement like that from the president, Kurt. That's as free market as it gets, isn't it?
It sure sounds like it to me, Sam.
Okay, now you can say, well, that's rhetoric. That's not how he behaves. And my response is, again, how many presidents would communicate this to you if they had a choice of communicating anything to you? What would most presidents be communicating to you? Is that what Barack would have communicated? Is that what the Bushes would have communicated? Is that what Jimmy Carter would have communicated? I mean, I can go right on down the list, right? Donald Trump, yep. I want 5G and even 6G technology in the United States as soon as possible. Well, you know, 5G is just the next generation of fast internet connectivity, right? 6G is not even here yet, but would be beyond that. The point is, he can't move the needle on it, and he's not necessarily promoting it with government money, but he is saying, let's look forward to the future with a positive view, and let's realize and recognize that we are the technological leaders. And I don't want to block out technology. I just want to do better than everybody else at it. Kurt, I agree with that competition-driven discussion. I agree with it. Donald J. Trump, I have instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he fully agrees not to let this girl back in the country, this girl from Alabama that went and became an ISIS wife and fighter. I don't want her back in America. Now everybody's going belligerent. The father's suing Donald now. Did you see this, Kurt?
Yeah, I think I saw something about this. I just kind of thought, you know, what I read about it was they said, well, she's an American, and she was born here in America, and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I guess there's some problems with her dad being an American or whatever, and she wouldn't have the birthright citizenship kind of thing. And to make matters a little bit worse, she went and kind of hung out with the ISIS guys, right?
Yeah. And again, I come back and say, how did this girl get tempted to go to ISIS in the first place, Kurt?
Yeah.
And maybe if we had had some of Donald Trump's policies and protections at the borders and some of the different things that Donald's been trying to make changes regarding, maybe we wouldn't have had this girl influenced to go to ISIS in the first place.
Yeah, maybe if somebody was teaching her about the glories of America, you know, then, you know.
Maybe if they would have taught her to pray to God and given her God, family, and country, things would be different. I don't know, but I'm just saying, and I don't know that I'm for letting this girl back into the country. Who knows if she's fake repentant and going to just, you know, create a terrorist cell. I don't know. What I mean is I'm not here to attack the Donald about it. I don't know enough about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. If you let her come back, then who's next? Her cousin? Then her, you know, whatever? I mean, where does it go? All right, Donald Trump says, we just built this powerful new wall in Mexico, or New Mexico, completed and da-da-da. Now they're saying, oh, this is previous stuff. This is an example where you just can't win. All I'm telling you is, if there's new construction and it's complete, let's see it and let's analyze it ourselves, not hear the mainstream press tell you all how it is, or was, or who, or what, and Donald deserves no credit for nothing. Or no credit for anything is what I ought to say, but I'm just saying, right? Donald J. Trump, California, now wants to scale back their already fast train project by substantially shortening the distance so that it no longer goes from L.A. to San Francisco due to cost overruns. Well, again, this guy's been a master builder his whole life. That's his claim to fame. And he's criticizing the way California has literally wasted money and missed landmarks. Donald's got a point to criticize this, folks. And he's withdrawn money from the Californians over this and saying, look, you're not going to keep spending us into oblivion over this. I think he's right. Mm-hmm. Trump, the New York Times reporting is false. They are a true enemy of the people. I agree with that. Donald, we're here to help you, buddy. When you want a free opportunity and you want to use an oracle of the news that will tell you the truth and lay it out to the people in a fair, open, and honest way, we're ready to go, brother. Give me a call, man. You know how to get a hold of me, Sam at Liberty or LibertyRoundtable at Gmail. Call me, Donald. Donald Trump, if thinking that James Comey is not a good FBI director is tantamount to being an agent of Russia, then listen to all the people that are involved with Russia. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and he goes on and on and on. It's a valid point. Why aren't those folks being investigated? They have ties to Russia. The Washington Post ignored basic journalistic standards. Amen. The press has never been more dishonest than it is today. I happen to think there's truth to that point.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're less than a week away from President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this to be held in Vietnam. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S.-North Korean relations have already come quite a way.
We were at great odds with North Korea. We're finally making progress. We're not seeing missiles being tested and flying over other countries. The remains are coming home. The hostages were released.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. House Democrats are introducing a bill today to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president declaring that emergency last week to get funds for a border wall after not getting it from Congress. Democrats say the emergency declaration is an overreach of the president's power, and their bill will try to terminate the declaration. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Oakland teachers are back on the picket lines today over salary and other issues. The teachers union is to sit down with district negotiators, though, a little bit later today. Actor Jussie Smollett is denying allegations he staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself last month in Chicago, even though he's now been charged with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly paying two brothers to stage the attack on him in the belief it would somehow help his career, as he's been feeling he's not getting paid enough for his role on Empire. On the campaign trail, Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Amy Klobuchar speaking to Democrats in Iowa last night.
One of the reasons that I'm running for this job is because I see that sense of community fracturing across our nation. I see it in a president that tweets whatever he wants every morning but doesn't respect the amendment that allows him to do it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you right now, I you know, brought forth a few tweets from President Trump, and he's got his own channel. First time in history the president's been able to communicate with the people directly without a filter that I can see. And I'm just saying right now, think of the things Donald Trump chooses to communicate, most of them, if not all of them, I agree with. There's a lot of things that I'd love to see him tweet about and focus on that he's not. But again, it's easier said than done. And all I can tell you is it's a significant sea change that I've seen. And if the other presidents subsequently are to follow, we'll see what they communicate to the people. And I think the people in that case can be a whole lot more informed, Kurt. And I think that's a good thing. I think more information is good, and we got to make sure that it's not propaganda. But with President Trump, most of it is not propaganda. It's good stuff. And we'll see what happens going forward in the future. Speaking of that, they're running for 2020. Kurt, Bernie's in the mix. Now, by the way, let me just point this out. Donald Trump tweeted about Bernie and said, hey, welcome to the race, Bernie.
Yeah, good point. And, you know, the two headlines I've sent you, the one you've got, 2020 socialist candidate Bernie Sanders has three houses, millions in the bank. And then you've got Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign raises record $6 million in first 24 hours. The second one's from the Burlington Free Press. I just think it's interesting. I thought, you know, it kind of reminded me of when Ron Paul brought in that $6 million in one day. Man, did he get any headlines? I just don't remember any.
Ron's not going to get any.
I know. I mean,
Bernie's going to get headlines galore, buddy. Because you want to, yeah. You know, who owns the press, Kurt?
Well, the socialists.
Yeah. You know,
and they, what they want to do, you know, I mean, the whole thing is everybody likes spending other people's money, and the press wants to get some of it. They want to get some of this Bernie Sanders cash, and they're hoping that he's happy with their coverage.
You got that right. Anyway, that's kind of an interesting twist. We need more good people in the media to tell the tale of freedom. And Donald Trump, if you need us, buddy, we're here. I agree. The press is some of the most dishonest folks we've ever had. But at the same time, there are good people that can carry the ball for you, Donald. Go ahead and, you know, we're standing out here ready to go, buddy.
Yeah.
Clarence Thomas is in the news too, Kurt.
Well, Sam, you know, and they hardly ever want to cover this guy, but he's, you know, he continues to take stands like Ben Carson and David A. Clark, you know, that are not, what would you say, you know, the standard black leader that they want to promote. And in this case, it says Justice Clarence Thomas takes constitutional stand in Indiana SUV seizure case. It's not where an SUV had a seizure. It's where the SUV was seized, Sam, but Justice Clarence Thomas.
Seized as in taken, not that the engine seized up either.
No. Yeah. And
there's no little Caesars in the mix either.
Good point. Right. The Supreme Court this is season up really tough here, isn't it? But the Supreme Court unanimously ruled.
But let me get this very clear, though. Clarence Thomas sees the truth here, folks.
I won't go any farther. It says the Supreme Court ruled on this just recently that the Constitution's protection against excessive fines blocked Indiana from seizing a high-end vehicle, but Justice Clarence Thomas would have reached the same result by another route, with Justice Neil Gorsuch signaling support for Thomas's originalist argument. Could read through there deeper, but the bottom line is he just saying that excessive bail ought not to be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. You know, talking about, I guess, what was called the English Bill of Rights of 1689.
Now, I commend Thomas for taking the lead, and I commend, who is it, Gorsuch?
Yes.
For backing the play, Kurt. Where's the rest of these guys? I mean, come on.
Well, he's trying to teach them, I think, and hopefully they'll learn.
Amen to that.
But I'm not sure.
All right. I don't even know how to have this conversation, but we're going to have it anyway. Kurt put it in the notes. And so there you go. It starts out and says, if a woman.
Yeah. You got to just lay it out, Kurt, the whole transgender thing, apparently... I mean, you know, you just think it can't get worse. But it seems like it keeps getting
every
worse,
time,
Sam.
For sure.
And so now what they say that if some
name first.
Man, let's see, I'm trying to.
Her name's so India Moore, okay? Now, this India Moore, out. I don't know if that's a lady or a man or what it is.
It's a man.
Wait a minute. India Moore's a man?
Who says she's a woman.
Wait a minute.
Or says he's a woman.
Wait a minute. So, is India the real name?
Well, it's the name this man who wants to claim to be a woman says his name is.
All right. So, this person, biologically born as a male, has changed, quote, gender.
Because
in the minds,
just felt like it.
In the minds of people. Not in reality, yeah. But in the minds of people. Now go ahead with this story.
Not in my mind, but right. So it says, transgender actor asserts existence of biologically female.
How can this guy be an actor? I thought it was a girl, Kurt. I thought it was a woman. Yeah. Women are called actresses, ladies and gentlemen. Is that lost on you or just me?
Good point, Sam. Mm-hmm. Biologically female, and it starts with a P, and it's part of an.
It's called a
man's
penis, Kurt.
Anatomy.
This is a biological term that's used all the time.
I know, but when I said that the other day, you didn't really like it, so I just thought this way. They'll have an F word, or they'll have an SH word, and so they'll have an N word. In this case,
it's a P word.
P word, anyway. They say a man's P word becomes a female P word once a man declares himself to be transgender, says this man, who's now named India Moore. And by the way, it's one of the players in a transgender-themed TV show on FX Network. By the way, remind me to never watch FX Network. I didn't even know there was such a
thing. But I don't even understand the discussion. A female penis?
Well, yeah.
I don't understand that discussion,
and,
really.
And apparently you can have a male V word, and so it just gets kind of, it gets more confusing every day,
Kurt.
To me. You know what I mean?
How would it be a male vagina? I don't understand. Wouldn't it be a female?
Well, I know, but that's what it says. It says more extended the female P word claim by declaring the existence of male V word, which are presumably carried by women who are living as men. It's just like saying up is down and down is up and black is white and pink is blue, or I don't know. It just gets more crazy as it goes.
Now, I don't know if this is a chick, but his name is Duke. I'm just kidding. I'm just kind of highlighting the absurd from story to story. It's just like crazy
stuff.
But that's what's going on, and this India Moore or whatever person literally is saying this kind of stuff. And the problem is that the lesbians are now saying that isn't true, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, I hate to be in, I'm afraid to use this term. They say strange bedfellows, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with the lesbians on this one, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's crazy and stuff, but I'm not really saying I'm with the lesbians. I'm just saying that they're right on that one, Kurt.
It's just crazy.
Don't you agree the lesbians are right on this? That, hey, that's not a woman, Kurt. It's a man. The lesbians are making
Martina
that claim. Do you agree with them? Martina
Navratilova is right.
Yeah. So it's just,
but it's just too wacky.
All right, Duke Zion is his name, and this is really a guy, right, Kurt?
Yep.
And he thinks he's a guy.
And well, yeah, he,
and he was born a guy.
I think so.
And he still says he's a guy, and he's okay with that and everything else, right?
Yeah, he's an 18-year-old who they say. Will be number one draft pick coming up. He plays well. He plays for the team of Duke, they say it was just a terrible thing that happened lately because he was wearing some fancy Nike shoes, and I'm sure they weren't all worn out or anything. But as he went to take a little twist or turn, basically his whole shoe just tore up. And they say he injured his knee, and now the Nike stock is dropping. It's troubles.
There's just horror everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Quick. This guy's name's not Duke?
No, but that's where he plays.
Oh, bummer. I kind of like that manly name,
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
My headline would read, "No more Indy Moore." And the guy's a nutcase. I'm telling you right now. All right, so Duke. What is this Duke Zion part, Kurt? What's Zion mean?
Well, Duke is the name of a university college. Yes. The guy's name is Zion Williamson. He's a basketball player.
See, you need to be kicked off the air. That was a racial slur right there, my friend.
Oh, which part was?
The basketball. You were trying to tell everybody he was black.
And
you,
sorry.
See what I mean? You are I'm telling you right now, you should be just kicked off the radio.
By the way, Zion's middle name is Latif. That's kind of cool.
Latif, yeah.
But anyway.
But he's not
Latino.
Guy's
6 foot seven. No. 6 foot seven, 285 pounds.
And you wonder why he blew out his shoe, Kurt. I'm just saying, look, buddy, I don't care what shoes you make and stuff like that. It's like making a chair, and that dude just runs up and jumps and sits down on that chair, and then it breaks, and it's like, we're in horror wondering how that could have happened.
Yeah,
it's like,
I know,
hey, man,
know.
It's like called pressure, people.
But I don't see anybody bringing that point up, Sam. They're all like, wow, those are lousy shoes, and I'm thinking, wait,
I'm thinking they're
minute.
Off their rockers, Kurt. I'm just
the
telling you.
The guy
right
does... You know,
these
anyway,
can't
they
handle that kind of pressure, Kurt, sometimes.
He was born July 6th of 2000, so he's pretty close to your birthday. You know, I'm talking about, you know, the day of the year. Not
except
the
I'm
year.
Way younger than he is, but other than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. So the guy is 18 years old. Now, don't most 18-year-olds, aren't they just barely getting into college? But they're saying that he's basically projected to be the first overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft. So I suppose he'll be bringing in some pretty good change, you know, and that's what you make when you go to college, you know what I mean, Sam? The big sad thing is, according to the Independent, the Nike share price plunged $1.1
billion.
See, I don't
understand. Again, this is just propaganda in the media causing this whole meltdown. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm going to come back and say this massive dude broke out a shoe. So what? Give him another pair. If you want to take that back in the R&D and make the stitching a little tighter, a little more robust for guys that weigh 285 pounds, okay, yeah. Good. But I'm just telling you, the whole idea is absurd, Kurt.
I know, Sam.
And when we should be defending the wall and protect the morality, they're talking about this guy's shoe?
Yeah. And here's a little bit more of the detail, just so you know.
Now,
Sam,
the saddest part to me about the whole story, though, is they say the guy injured his knee. That I do feel bad about.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, but let me tell you a little secret. When you stay, when you do that basketball stuff and you try to make those quick cuts and things, you might get hurt, Sam.
Ooh,
and,
wait a minute.
I know
you're not
they
allowed
should.
To do that. Hey, man, anyway, we're gonna make a law against that.
Yeah, that's right. Just make a law, and that'll make sure nobody gets hurt.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, just in case you were wondering, Sam, they say reports of another shoe malfunction were making the rounds away from the court. When they say the court, they don't mean the Supreme Court. They mean basketball. It says owners
we're not even talking about the court of public opinion on this one either.
Kurt. No, no. Owners of the Nike Adapt BB Lace-Less sneakers. So no laces, right? And these things can be tied and loosened.
Shoe, buddy.
Yeah, but you don't need that anymore, Sam. You don't even need Velcro because these are tied by a smartphone app. They reported trouble with the Android, deal.
Hey, I can't come to work today. I couldn't tie my shoes. My phone wasn't charged, and I don't know what to tell you.
It's an issue that was caused through a faulty delivery of new firmware. That's according to Apple Insider. By the way, the Apple app version was not having the same issues according to the report. So, we've gone from, I guess you used to have moccasins where you didn't really have anything to tie, then you got shoes to tie, Velcro, and now you've got an app to tie your shoe.
Same. Yeah, and when you say to your kid, hey, you know what, tie your shoes, let's go. Kid's like, hold on, man, I got a Microsoft phone, I got to reboot it, it ain't working. Just reboot your phone to tie your shoes. I mean, wow.
Wow.
All right, what's this guy's name, Le'Veon Bell? Or how do you say
it? Yeah, he's a football player, Sam.
Le'Veon?
I never had heard of him. Le'Veon, I don't know. It's got a hyper apostrophe in it, so I'm not sure.
L-E but apostrophe.
The guy, yeah.
V-E-O-N.
V-E-O-N.
I would say Le'Veon.
Yeah.
But,
Le'Veon. I don't know. But anyway, guy played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now he's what he says, he's free at last. Because he's a free agent, Sam, and he has been unhappy in Pittsburgh for some time. He often claims that he is underpaid and mistreated, kind of like the Jesse Smollett guy.
Everybody's underpaid and mistreated, kid, that's for sure.
They say it's despite the fact that he made $12 million in 2017 and he sat out in 2018 when he was supposed to make $14.5 million.
It's just tough
all over, Sam. But now he's a free agent, and so I don't know. He'll probably get $30 million or something like that, and he'll want reparations for the slavery that he's subject to.
Well, Kurt, do you think if he was white and he played for the Steelers, then he'd get paid more? I mean, after all, you know that disparity.
Well,
he's probably paid because he's black. Thinking.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
Kind of like Jesse. I mean, if he was white, he'd probably get paid more.
Yeah,
if he was white and straight, he'd get paid a big bunch of money more.
Of course, yeah.
See what
he wouldn't even have a job.
Oh, good point. All right, speaking of that, there is a white man at the top of the heap when it comes to making cash, though. His name is Rush Limbaugh. Isn't that dude white?
Yes, he is, Sam.
Somebody needs to take him off his pedestal, buddy, and shut him right on down.
Well, or either that, or at least Rush Limbaugh to put on blackface so he could pretend to be a good. Oh no, I guess you can't do that.
This is LeBron Limbaugh on your radio. Wow. All right.
Bottom line is he says Barack Obama wants back in the White House, and he says, the way he's going to get it done is he's going to work through Michelle, and what they're going to do is. He calls her Michelle My Belle Obama, and he says,
she ain't my belle.
Very
I'll tell
easy.
You that right now.
Yeah, he says, I think what they're doing is putting together her campaign. They're strategizing how to limit the field, how to do damage to all those people in the field and in the right time for her to enter the field. He pointed to Michelle Obama's new book as one indicator. He says, I don't think they got anywhere near the taste of power that they want, talking about the Obamas. And I think Trump's presidency, Trump winning, has discombobulated these people in ways that we haven't even factored yet.
I think he's right on that, but I will say this. It's kind of the dual dynasty of husband and wife. They're trying to to really get that done. Bill and Hill tried to do it, and that's probably a failure. And now Michelle and Barack might try to get that done. And, you know, at least Michelle's probably a citizen, Kurt.
Good point. Maybe she is.
Now, some are speculating she's a transgender. Some are speculating all kinds of things about Michelle. I don't know. But I know this, though. Do you think that she'll wait, let a gazillion people get into the mix, and then just start run later in the game, but get coverage from it and make inferences and then all of a sudden just jump in kind of later in the game and eclipse all other candidates? And you think Michelle might be a contender in 2020, Kurt? That's what Russ is kind of alluding to, right?
I think it's a very real likelihood.
Yeah,
the thing is, Sam, there's so much money there. I mean, you know, when Hillary and Bill, after, you know, Bill was a candidate, when they got like $150 million for their presidential library from the communists or the Russians, you know, who then later they complained that, you know, President Trump is colluding
Donald's
with the Russians.
Yeah, know. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you can see why anybody who's really after the big cash, except for like President Trump, because he doesn't even take his normal, you know.
Good point. Who do you think would win, Michelle or Donald?
Salary. Well, I mean, the media would be all over for her, Sam, but, you know, the president's got his Twitter feed.
Yes, he does. But I'm just telling you right now, if the media wills it, then Trump will win. I believe the media will.
They
will
the Hillary thing.
I don't think so. I think they will Donald. They pretended to will Hillary.
They will the Hillary.
You might be right, but you're suggesting we can upset the whole apple cart, and I don't know how we'd get that done, actually. But
I think the people are really, you know, like Colger says, they came to bat and they wanted that thing done, and you know, I think if they're, I mean, you look at those events that President Trump has that nobody's paid to go to, like I've seen some political events where people are paid to go to. I mean, there's still a bunch of folks backing that guy and crazy people coming by buying Make America Great Again hats, you know.
Yes,
I mean,
they are. You're right about that. And I think the people really like President Trump, and it could have been an upset like you're saying. That's possible. It also could have been a scenario where they willed Trump to be there. And, you know, it's hard to say what the real truth is. I know this, though. They're going to do you think Donald will win a second term, Kurt? What's your take on that? Do you think he will?
I think he will, Sam. And I think, I'm hoping for the God of Heaven.
President Trump?
Yeah. Okay. And I think the Democrats are going to just eat themselves alive. And hey, at least they're going to have something to eat. You know,
I'm off
I'd
the cannibalism
like to see
plan,
that.
But hey. Other than that, but Kurt's been right before, ladies and gentlemen. He predicted Trump would get into office, and I really doubted it. But Kurt was right on that, and Kurt may be right on this one, too. I don't know what the landscape looks like. To me, I know this. When you get the Ocasio-Cortez and the Bernie Sanders and some of these flat-out in-your-face socialists, I know America's not ready for that. They'll reject that in a heartbeat, given the chance. What I don't know is if they'll reject a Barack Obama / Hillary, or I'm sorry, Michelle Obama kind of plan. Michelle has kind of pitched herself as, I don't know what you want to call it, but look, she's black, she's a woman. I mean, she could shatter every glass ceiling all at once, right? And so I don't know if she, you know, pitches herself as kind of the moderate Democrat against all these extremists, and she pitches herself as kind of the high road and less volatile than Donald. And I don't know, man. It could be an epic battle. Time will tell. I think a lot of these candidates that are early runners in their Democratic Party will eat themselves all alive and will just destroy each other and will paint such extremist views that that it'll be hard to not reject that because it's just so extreme. But a Barack Obama-backed Michelle Obama run, they could pitch that as kind of the peaceful plan. All right, I guess there's a... what's this thing called? Inclusion at Paris 2024 Olympics, Kurt? Just finish this because it's on athletic.
Yeah, right? You're going to get to do break dancing in the Olympics, Sam. So you better start working on your skills. I mean, you know, this is important. I mean, tiddlywinks, break dancing, and all those big sports are coming to an Olympics near you. You know,
are you going to start break dancing and get in there, dude?
Uh-uh.
I think Kurt Crosby ought to just throw down, man.
Yeah.
You know, you could become a rock star overnight, buddy.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Break dancing in the Olympics.
Honey-fueled break dancing, people.
Yeah, good
Wait,
point.
He'd put on his Make America Great Again hat, start break dancing, and say it's honey-fueled. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.